No one has ever seen an outbreak of Ebola like this, with this kind of explosive spread in urban areas. We've seen clusters in hospitals and terrible hundreds of cases and other outbreaks, but we're in the thousands here.
The World Health Organization has spoken about an underestimation of the death toll. They've also spoken about a secret patient caseload. Is that the sense you've gotten here on the ground, that this is actually, it could be so much worse than we know right now?
It's definitely worse than the total numbers. How much worse, we don't know. But we know that not all the cases have been reported, not all the cases have been diagnosed, not all the cases have been tested. So it's a much bigger problem than anyone anticipated.
We've had a real growing sense of hysteria around the world that Ebola's here, it's going to come to us. How much is that impeding the efforts here on the ground?
The world cannot isolate Liberia and West Africa. That won't help, and it will make it harder to stop the outbreak, and ultimately will increase the risk in other places, because every day this outbreak goes on, it increases the risk for another export to another country. So the sooner the world comes together and helps Liberia, Liberians and West Africans to stop it, the safer we'll all be. We're already seeing survivors. I interviewed one this morning. We saw people there who are feeling well enough to complain about the food. So there's definitely hope for individuals, and we can turn this around. What we have to do is basically two things. Stop spread among caregivers in healthcare and in the homes, and stop spread through the burial process. And people say, well, it's hard to change traditions, and it is. But when you see your relatives dying, your friends dying, your family dying, traditions can change very quickly.
If there was one myth you would want to bust, what would it be? If there's one thing you'd want people to hear as the truth from you, what would it be?
The fact is, we can stop Ebola. It's spreading by just two routes: caring for people who are sick and touching people who have died. If we don't touch people who have Ebola when they're sick or have died, and we don't touch their body fluids, we're not going to get Ebola. We need to work together to care for people, to support them so that they can get the care they need, they can stop spreading in communities, we can bury with dignity, and we can stop the outbreak. It is something we can stop, but the world has to come together to do it.